This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Earlier this week, Jack Dorsey, the co-founder and CEO of Twitter, sold the first ever tweet, his, as it happens, for $2.9 million, which he then said he would donate to charity, to be clear. He sold it as an NFT, that's short for non-fungible token. We've been talking about them for a couple of weeks now. Digital, I mean, I guess you'd call them assets that represent something. Digital art, a trading card. We talked about NBA Top Shot. Anyway, a digital asset that is stored on the blockchain. Lots of people way less well-known than Jack Dorsey are trying to sell their tweets as NFTs now. And there has been talk about whether they are here to stay, these NFT things, or whether they're just a fad. So we decided to run a little tweet NFT selling experiment.
I am Andrew. I do culture stuff at Scent.
Scent makes valuables. It's a platform that people use to sell their tweets as NFTs. It's been around a little less than 4 months. It's where Jack Dorsey sold his tweet. So I figured, good enough for Jack, good enough for me. And I started sharing my screen with Andrew to get some help with this whole thing. There we go. All right. So I'm in this thing called MetaMask. What do I do now if I want to do, as we are hoping to do with this story, take one of my tweets, and we'll get to that in a minute, and actually get it out there in NFT land? How do I do this?
Love it. Okay. So MetaMask is like not our product. This is the crypto fun part. So let's see. Let's get started.
Okay. Getting started. I set up my digital wallet. That's the crypto fun part where you actually get the money if your tweet sells. I browsed around a little bit to see what random tweets were going for. Some from people I had heard of, others not. Some for $5 bids, others for a couple of hundred. I did eventually get around to uploading my own tweet, one in which I said something you have probably heard me say a time or two.
In which, this is your first tweet? Or what?
This is my first tweet in which I said the stock market is not the economy. So on April 29th, 2009, I responded to somebody. I responded to a news station, actually, and I said, number one, they asked, you know, any tips or advice to people who are reading along in the markets with us. And I said, number one, listen to Marketplace. Number two, the Dow is not the economy, and the economy is not the Dow. And number three, I said, take what public officials say with a grain of salt, which is good advice in any instance. Okay, now that we're here, though, and I've got my tweet that I want to, you know, put up there, what do I do?
So you got to log into this. Uh-huh. Valuables with your Twitter first. So see that gray circle on the top right?
Gray circle on top. Oh, yeah.
And sign in.
Oh, sign in. Gotcha. Okay. Am I in? I'm in. Oh, look. There we go. Okay. Yep.
So now basically, we just verify that this is your tweet. You are allowed to sell this.
Gotcha. All right.
Wow.
Holy cow. Look at this.
So now what you do is you just click tweet it, and you'll let everybody know, hey, this is up for sale.
Wow. Wow. So this is it. I'm going out to the marketplace, as it were, pun intended, with this tweet.
Yep.
So let me ask you. So now, so before I hit this, which somehow seems monumental, although I don't know why, then what happens?
We'll have a pre-populated tweet. It will say something corny like, hey, this tweet's for sale, everybody. And then you can change the text if you want. I mean, like you're going to put your autograph on this tweet. So for anybody right. that values what you say here, I mean, it'll be kind of like a moment in history for them to own this thing.
Wow. I'm all of a sudden a little hesitant, and I can't understand why. Maybe I'm a little worried that it's not going to fetch a decent price, although I have no idea what this tweet is worth. Do you wonder if Jack Dorsey had this probably going through his mind? Probably not.
He probably just saw it and was just like, oh, sweet. Boom.
Yeah, right? All right. Well, look, I guess we're just going to do this. I did change that pre-populated tweet, though. I mean, come on. So, trying a thing. We all know the stock market is not the economy. I've been saying it for a while. Question is, how much is that worth? Put a question mark
question
on the question.
Mark.
There
yes.
you go. There you go. Everybody needs a copy editor. Okay, here we go. Hitting reply, and this one's going out into the Twitterverse.
Ta-da!
So it's out there. I'm in the market with this tweet. How long should I wait and just leave it up there, or at some point am I going to get embarrassed by, you know, people paying a buck and a half for my tweet and I take it down? I mean, what are the mechanics here?
Yeah, it's totally up to you. There is no time limit. You just kind of sit back and wait for people to make offers. I'll put a few offers in to give
no,
it a
no,
boost.
No. Let's not. Let's make this real.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's totally up to you to accept an offer or never accept any offers if you don't want to. I mean, this is the IP part of it. So If you don't want to give it away, don't give it away. If you do, if you find somebody that likes it, then send it to them.
Yeah. Now, how do I get to a place where I can see what the bids are, if the bids are anything?
Go to your profile on the left. And then...
No offers yet. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Andrew, look, thank you. I really appreciate you bearing with me as I work through this on the air, as it were. And we'll see what happens with this thing. We'll let you know.
Cool. Well, it's been fun. Thank you for having me.
The latest bid on my first stock market is not the economy tweet. $50. And I should say, by the way, that wherever this thing lands, the money goes to Marketplace, not to the Kai Rizdahl Friday Afternoon Beer Fund.